USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Naraki reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Let's get an update on the Surfside condo collapse. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thousands of Cubans took to the streets in Havana to lash out at the worsening conditions in the country under the communist regime, the biggest protests in decades. President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who also heads the Communist Party, addressed the country and blamed the United States for stoking the anger. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
CPAC, a conservatives convention, took place over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. President Trump was the keynote speaker and had some harsh criticisms for the current administration.
Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you.
Mr. Trump suggests disinformation from mainstream media is one of the biggest threats in America.
The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. This information. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. That's what they do. It's called disinformation. How about Russia? Trump had to do with Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves everybody. Turned out to be the Democrats, right? After 2 years, they figured, gee. And after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. It's called disinformation. You have to be wise to it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.